Good morning, sir, and what is your name, sir?
Good morning. How's it going?
Oh, we're doing great.
My name's Ivan Avila.
And who's going to do Mr. Ivan? Okay, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson.
Mr. Johnson, you want me to take this one?
I get it.
The Honorable Mr. Johnson is going to conduct your hearing, sir.
Okay, Mr. Avila, could you please state your name, your ADC number for us for the record, please, if you don't mind?
Yes, it's Ivan Avila. US number is 22-1874.
Okay. Mr. Avila, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are going to be conducting your hearing today. To my far right is the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. Right next to her is the Honorable Luis Quinones. In the middle, sir, is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. He is our board chair. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson, and I'll be acting as your panel chair. And to my left is the Honorable David Neal, sir. Mr. Avila, prior to this hearing, you signed and received a notification form advising you of this board's hearing today, sir. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I did.
Sir, on that form, it also notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Sir, did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
No, I'm representing myself.
Okay, sir, I also would like to introduce you to Mr. Osborne. Mr. Osborne is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. At this time, sir, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Osborne in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir, I do.
I do, sir.
Okay. Mr. Avila, your hearing today will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. Sir, we're going to start out in phase one. You have one allegation listed on your warrant, sir. I'm going to read that allegation to you. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether that allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes.
Okay, the allegation on your warrant states that you in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your possession of an item commonly associated with illegal drug use at the Pima Reentry Center on or about September 8, 2017. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, sir, that's true.
Okay. All right, based on the admission of Mr. Avila, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent and he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision. And that he was or may have lapsed into criminal ways or about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. Okay, Mr. Avila, we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out with phase two. We'll get some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Osborne. Then, Mr. Avila, we'll be coming back to you to get any information that you want to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Avila was released from guilty custody on March 31st of 2017. He was arrested on September 9th of 2017 at a PRC on a tech violation and was returned back to custody that same day with 0 secondes with a community supervision end date of December 2nd of 2017. Current conviction, 2012, trafficking identity, 5 years. Prior convictions, 2007, armed robbery, 4 years. And 2012, dangerous drug violation, 3 years, 6 months. He's had 2 terms with DOC, has a CUIR score of 4.4, a mental health score of 3, and a substance abuse score of 3. There is no STG or gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2010, TIS absconder, 15 days, returned to custody and revoked. Has a significant disciplinary history with theft, forgery, and possession of drugs like narcotics noted. Other arrests, 2002, discharging firearm in city limit, AZ felony conviction probation. 2006, threat and intimidate, AZ misdemeanor conviction probation. And 2011, forgery, AZ felony conviction probation. And he has a community risk score of G2, B4.
All Okay, Mr. Avila. You were pre-approved when you were released to reside at 7042 East 42nd Street in Tucson. When you were released from prison, you didn't get along with your sponsors at that address. Who did you live with at that address, sir?
I was living with my brother.
Okay, with your brother? Okay, so you didn't get along with your brother, and then you requested...
No, there's just too many things going on at that house that I couldn't live there.
Okay.
So I decided, when I talked to my parole officer, I told him specifically, I told him that I don't want to be there. And that's when they put me at the Pima Reentry Center.
Okay, well,
I asked for that.
Okay,
because I don't want to be involved in any of anything, you know what I mean? Any wrongdoings.
Okay, so you were approved before you went to the Pima. You went to go stay with your sister. Is that right? At 1650
yes.
East Via and
yes.
Phoenix, okay? And then after that, and May 24th, you
yes.
had some issues staying there with your sister.
Yes, because I found out that my sister's husband was a sex offender, so I couldn't live there.
Okay.
So that's why I didn't want to be there, and that's why I was, you know, that's my camp, Pima Ranchi.
Okay,
that's
so.
The second time.
Okay,
the first time I was in Tucson, then I went to Phoenix, and that's where I was like, oh yeah, I can't do this. You know, I mean, I can't be with, you understand what I'm saying, with another person.
Okay. Okay, sir. So in July, you were referred to Pima Reentry Center, and then you were approved in August to change your address to 125 East 34th Street in Tucson. And you went there, and then on the 26th, you returned back to the Pima Reentry Center without a placement program. So you kind of bounced around a little bit.
Yeah, I tried many different addresses. I tried those, but I mean, it sounded good as in, yeah, come stay over here, but I was trying to do what was best for me, for myself, you know what I mean? I wanted to stay away from, you know, from doing the bad stuff, you know, from bad things, you know.
Okay, sir, so it says that you, you reported that you were working at Banker Installations?
Yes, Banker Installations.
Yes, sir, were you still working there?
Yes.
Okay, so it says...
I maintain employment there, you know, I stayed from when I was in Tucson, I stayed working there.
All right.
And,
So, sir, it says that you were, when you had the attached, you were signed the color plum, says you submitted two specimens for testing that were negative as directed by the color on April 19th and then again in July 26th. And then it says you submitted specimens as directed by your officer on July 19th, July 23rd that were negative. Then you failed to provide a specimen for testing when the color was called on May 18th. June 28th and August 22nd. It says that you provided a specimen on August 28th. The test was positive for amphetamines and opiates. So, sir, it looked like you were being good and your tests were coming up negative, then you missed some, and then you kind of relapsed.
Yes.
Can you, what was going on with you, sir?
Well, I mean, I did. Honestly, I fell and I did. I know I did good. You know, it just so happened that at August 28th, my last month, yeah, I relapsed. I take that, you know, and I messed up, you know, for that.
So why did you relapse?
I actually did good, you know, I did good. All April, May, June, July, I did real good.
You did.
You know, I kept employment. You know, I worked. I stayed away. I had no police contact. You know. If I thought I was going to get in some trouble, I had a good relationship with my parole officer, Steve Wade. You know what I mean? He didn't violate me. And I had a very good relationship with him. You know what I mean?
So you missed three times. When you missed those three times, why did you miss?
Those are the times that I was in either Phoenix. That's when I was in Phoenix. And I was over here in Tucson, that I just couldn't do it, but I always made up for it. I always went. You aided me at the Pima Reentry Center.
Okay.
And it came out negative all the time.
All right. Not all the time.
Just my last day is that. You know, I mean, just obviously.
So what caused, what triggered that? What triggered you to relapse on that last day, sir?
I don't know what to tell you, sir. I mean, I guess I have a moment of weakness. But it's not like that, you know. It's not like that all the time to work. It happens like that, you know.
Uh-huh. All right, Mr. I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you, Mr. Osborne.
Yes, I'd just like to read a couple note entries, if that's okay, in terms of, on 9-8 of 2017, as of 2020 hours, offender Avila Ivan still had not returned or contacted the PR facility. Offender Avila was restricted to the facility per his PO, and then earlier in the day, he was observed on day shift tossing his ID into the window of the reception and was walking out. Offender was advised by staff that he was restricted, however, he continued to keep walking. CCO Waite and SPO Erickson were notified and stated that they would wait to see if the offender Avila would return. On 9-8-17 at approximately 23:15 hours, offender Avila Ivan arrived back at PRC after being listed as AWOL. At this time, offender appeared to be under the influence and had impaired speech. At 23:20 hours, offender was strip searched by CO2's Dodge and Aros. Officers reported that while conducting the strip search, a syringe was observed in the offender's shorts front area. It was also reported the offender had paper in his rectum during search, which the offender pulled out and flushed down the toilet. The syringe was recovered empty and will be disposed of in Sharps container. When offender Avila was told that he would be placed on A run for the night, he became verbally aggressive and refused to go to A run. He began moving around and taking an aggressive posture. At this time, Sergeant Kelly removed the taser from his holster, aimed at the offender, and directed him to submit to restraints. The offender continued to be verbally aggressive but complied with directives. The offender was restricted by CO2's Dodge and Arrows, at which time he was escorted to A-Run. I just wanted to note that, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. The board have any additional questions? Mr. Avila, the board's going to go into discussion, but prior to going into discussion, so I want to give you the opportunity to see if there's anything else you'd like to say or present to the board before the board goes into discussion, sir.
Yeah, actually, I would. I mean, it's not like I was out there doing any violent or crime or anything like that. You know, it was just a substance problem that I had. You know, there's nothing. Yeah, it's true, yeah.
Okay. All right, Mr. Oliver, the board's going to go into discussion, sir. While we're in discussion, we're going to ask you to remain on the phone. However, to remain silent while you're on the phone, we'll make a determination whether to revoke, reinstate you on your community supervision, sir, at this time. So the board's now into discussion. It does appear that Mr. Oliver was doing very good while he was out. He was working. There were some issues with where he was staying at. He stayed with his brother. He stayed with his sister. He stayed at another address. He was at the Pima Reentry Center. He did leave the Pima Reentry Center. He does admit that he, as he got close to the end part of it, that he lapsed and started using drugs. He has three missed DUAs in there, but he says that's during the period of time that he was actually in Phoenix. However, Mr. Avila will be released on December 2nd. Of 2017, which is just a little bit over a month and a few days that he has left on his community supervision. I think Mr. Avila would be better off to go ahead and complete his community supervision. Then when he gets out, he'll be able to stay where he wants to stay, and hopefully he'll put together a plan to be a productive citizen and continue working and not have to have any more involvement with the Department of Corrections or come before this board again. Therefore, I am going to make the motion to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Avila, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, had lapsed, about to lapse into criminal ways by relapsing in the use of drugs. That's going to be my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Mr. Avila, your board has voted to revoke your community supervision. Sir, you're going to be released on December 2nd of this year, sir. It's a little bit over a month and a few days that you'll be released. When you get released, you won't have any parole or community supervision, sir. You'll be able to stay where you want to stay. You won't have to bounce around from place to place. Sir,
I mean, I don't understand why I couldn't get. You know, I mean, I have another jail, I have probation, I mean, I have IPS, I mean, in December. I mean, I don't know why you guys couldn't let me out. What was some kind of behavioral health program and stuff, you know what I mean? You know, some people do ask for help. You know, we ask for help. I know I'm asking for help, not just for, I mean, yeah, a little bit over a month, that ain't bad. But it's not like I'm going to just, I have to start another number. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I start another number.
Okay, sir.
December 2nd.
Okay, sir. You don't. Mr. Allen, I don't know what the new number that you have that you'll be starting, sir. But the board has voted to revoke the community supervision, sir, based on the information that we have contained in the warrant, based on the relapsing into drugs, and that you know you may or may have lapsed into criminal ways or activity as a result of that, sir. However, you know, that's going to conclude your hearing at this time, Mr. Avler. I want to thank you for appearing before the board, sir, and that's going to conclude your hearing at this time, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.